CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 10th of September, 2023, and here is the GB2RS News broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RemioSierraGolfBravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB 2023 Convention. RSGB 2023 Outreach and Buildathons, and National Coding Week. The RSGB Convention 2023 will be held this year from the 13th to the 15th of October. It's an action-packed weekend of amateur radio and includes the AMSAT UK Colloquium, which will be held during the convention again. You can chat to the special interest groups and RSGB committees over a coffee, browse the latest amateur radio equipment, and maybe even win a great prize if you buy a ticket in the D-Expedition Fund raffle. There will also be two interesting forums on Saturday, run in partnership with ICQ Podcast. For the first time, the convention will also have a clear focus on outreach and practical activities, as the RSGB provides opportunities for individuals and clubs to have a go and be inspired to try new things in their local areas. The draft programme will be available in the October RadCon, but is also available now on the RSGB website to give you an idea of the fantastic range of talks that will be happening over the weekend. Find out more and take advantage of the early bird booking price, which is available until the 14th of September. Go to rsgb.org/convention. As part of the RSGB's commitment to the growth of amateur radio, regional representative David Delahaye, M0MDB, will be giving a presentation at the RSGB convention in which he will explain more about the regional team and how its members can support you do amateur radio outreach in your local area. A particular focus will be on organising the ever-popular Buildathon events. Once you've picked up some tips, you can then have a go at building one of a range of kits provided by Kanga Products. The RSGB Convention Buildathon is a drop-in event on Saturday the 14th of October, which runs from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can also confirm your preferred time by pre-booking a slot for a deposit of £5, which is refundable against the cost of the kit you choose to build. Pre-booked time slots will be allocated as first come, first served, so make sure you book now. For full details and to book of your visit, visit the RSGB website at rsgb.org/buildathon. National Coding Week runs from the 18th of September, but the RSGB is dedicating the whole of September to a focus on amateur radio and coding. There's a range of activity sheets on the RSGB website, and we know of schools and amateur radio clubs that are getting involved. Whether you'd like to try the BBC Microbit, have a go at Node Red, or find out more about GNU radio, this is a great way to try something new, extend your skills, or share your knowledge with your local club, school, or community group. If you'd like some support or advice, contact RSGB volunteer John Hislop, D7OHO, via Gold 7 Oscar Hotel Oscar at rsgb.org.uk. And if you're planning an event, let the RSGB know. Email Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk so the Society can share your stories and photos to inspire others. Air Ambulance Week 2023 is finishing today. Lots of amateur radio stations are active on the air to help raise awareness of the life-saving work that is carried out by the UK's air ambulance charities. Please give them a call. More information about Air Ambulance Week 2023 can be found by visiting airambulanceuk.org. Amateur radio has been mentioned in the mainstream media twice this week. RSDB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, was interviewed in a BBC News feature about the demise of long-wave radio. You can read it online by searching for Long-Wave Radio Fans Mourn Fading Frequencies. And secondly, Helen Sharman, the first person from the UK to go into space, was chatting on the Naked Scientists podcast about using amateur radio on the International Space Station to talk to school pupils. So it's for Helen Sharman, chatting with Mikhail Gorbachev. And skip to 3 minutes and 49 seconds into the podcast. Now for details of rallies and events. Caister Lifeboat Rally is taking place today. The venue is Caister Lifeboat Station, Caister-on-Sea, postcode November Romeo 305 Delta Juliet. Doors are open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Access for traders is available from 8 a.m. Admission is free. Inside tables cost £10. Outside tables cost £5 each. For more information, contact Zane M1BFI via email on mike1bravofox.india@outlook.com or phone 07711214790. And the Angel of the North Radio Club Rally will be held on Saturday, the 16th of September. The venue will be Whitehall Road Methodist Church, Whitehall Road, Bensham, Gateshead, postcode November Echo 8 for Lima Hotel. The doors will be open to traders from 7:30 a.m. and tables cost £6. The event will be open to the public from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and admission will be £2.50. Bacon butties and hot drinks will be available to purchase. There will be a bring and buy and a raffle on the day. Please contact Alpha November Alpha Romeo Charlie dot club at gmail.com for further information. Now the special event news. Rustington Amateur Radio Group and Worthingham District Amateur Radio Club will be active with special event station Golf Bravo 1 Sierra Charlie Whiskey on Saturday the 16th of September. Working from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m, operation will take place on HF, VHF and UHF bands using various modes including SSB, FM and digital modes. The station will be operating to celebrate the work of coastal communities, in particular the National Coastwatch Institution and Royal National Lifeboat Institution. More information is available via qrz.com. Oscar 35 Alpha Tango Hotel is a special call sign in use by members of the Radio Club d'Ath, ON4ATH, in Belgium, to celebrate the club's 35th anniversary. The station will be active until the 30th of September. Now the DX News. John W5JON is active as Victor 47 Juliet Alpha from St. Kitts, NA104 in the West Indies, until the 12th of September. He's operating SSB and FT8 on the HF and 6-meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct only to W5JON. Mike DG5LAC is active as Oscar Zulu / Delta Golf 5 Lima Alpha Charlie from Romo Island, EU125 in Denmark, until the 13th of September. He will operate using FT8, FT4 and some SSB, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 GHz contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC using all modes on the 24 to 76 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Europe DX SSB contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 9th of September and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 12th of September, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 15th of September, the Autumn Series CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also on Wednesday the 13th of September, the 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 14th of September, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 17th of September, the 70 MHz affiliated societies contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And again on Sunday the 17th, the IRTS 77s Counties Contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC using SSB and FM on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. EI and GI stations also give their county. There's more on Sunday the 17th. The IRTS 2-meter Counties Contest runs from 1300 to 1500 UTC. Using SSB and FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. EI and GI stations also give their county. And finally, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint PSK 63 contest runs on the 17th of September from 1700 to 2100 UTC using PSK 63 on the 80 to 10-meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange's serial number. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 7th of September 2023. The propagation team was caught out last week by two coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, that came off the edge of the sun. The arrival of those CMEs on the 3rd of September eventually pushed the KP index up to 5.67. In its report, spaceweather.com said it was possible that a CME arrived on the 2nd of September, but its weak impact was masked by a chaotic stream of solar wind already blowing around the Earth at the time. At this time of the year, even weak CMEs can do a good job of sparking auroras as a result of the Russell-McFerrin effect, which boosts geomagnetic activity around the equinoxes. So much for saying that we could expect quiet geomagnetic conditions last week. The solar flux index declined to 131, but has since recovered to reach 147 on Thursday the 7th, with 8 active regions visible. We had the number of M-class solar flares last week, but nothing too damaging. With the KP index back to 1 on the 7th, we saw daytime MUS rising again, heading above 24.9 MHz on the 3,000-kilometre path. There were lots of Chinese and Japanese stations on 21 MHz FT8 around 1100 UTC on Thursday, and up on 12 meters FT8, even more of the same. DX stations included Thomas KH0/KC0W on the Mariana Islands in the Pacific. While the 10-meter band was just about open as well, it offered slim pickings compared with the 12-meter band. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will increase over the weekend to hit perhaps 155 by next weekend. Geomagnetic conditions remain variable, with a KP index of 3 or 4 forecast for the 12th to the 16th. This weekend, the geomagnetic forecast is that it will be quiet, although with so many sunspots visible at the moment, it wouldn't take much for a CME to disrupt things. As always, keep an eye on solarham.net for near real-time updates. Now the VHF and UP propagation news. The RSDB 144 megs trophy produced good DX on 2 meters into Poland and Sweden, so we guess that Tropo performed for us this week. This spell of hot sunny weather, due to high pressure, does mean Tropo was the mode of choice to the end of this current week, ending today, 10th, especially across the North Sea. However, unsettled weather is gradually encroaching from the west, introducing some thundery rain into western areas, and this will spread east. Although the Tropo will cease, Gigahertz band's rain scatter is a likely replacement, though very isolated, rather than the widespread nature of a good Tropo event. It should be noted that next week is not fully determined by all models, with quite a spread of outcomes. Either way, it's Tropo or rain scatter for most areas next week. It's always possible that meteor scatter and aurora could show during this period. The early morning, around dawn, is usually the best time to look for random meteor scatter activity. In the absence of any major meteor showers, for aurora, it's best to follow the solar data from spaceweather.com to pick up early alerts and an increasing KP index. For EME stations, moon declination is at its highest this weekend, but with apogee, the moon's furthest point from Earth, next Tuesday, path losses are high. 144 meg sky noise is low for most of the week, except for Thursday and Friday, when the moon and sun are very close, meaning high solar noise in the beamwidth of antennas. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. And the online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30pm every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club will be having a net on 70.475 megs from 7:30pm. On Wednesday, there will be a Zoom meeting. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. Today, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society is active as Golf Bravo 1 Alpha India Romeo in support of Air Ambulance Week. On Tuesday, the Society will be meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, from 7:30pm. On Wednesday, there will be club nets on 28.360 megs at 8pm and on 70.425 megs at 8pm. Contact is keith.mike0tango@btinternet.com or go to bravovictoralpharomeosierra.org.uk. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Also on Thursdays, there are nets of 70.4 megs from 7pm and on 145.375 megs from 8pm. Contact is sue@foxtrotromeoalpharomeosierra.co.uk. On Tuesdays, Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club has a net on 433.475 megs from 8pm. The net moves to 145.475 megs on Wednesdays from 8pm. A 10-metre net on 28.405 megs is held on Thursdays from 8pm. The club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 7pm. Contact is matt20fnt on 0730-554-9614. On Saturday, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at the Baptist Church, Septon Mallet, from 7:30pm. Contact is Chris Levis, G6HIQ, Christopher, Lima Alpha Victor India Sierra numeral 3, at gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club has changed its venue. It now meets at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16, 4 November Echo. For more information about the club, visit novemberbravoalfaromeocharlie.org.uk. Dave, G7BYN, is the contact on 07533 933 831. On Wednesday, Taunton and District Amateur Radio Club will be having an net on 145.4 megs from 7:30 p.m. The club's CW WhatsApp group is also meets on Wednesday at either 6:45 or 8 p.m. Contact is treasurer at tangodeltaalfaromeoclub@gmail.com. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Daily nets are held at 10:30 a.m. on GB3ZB and on Friday evening at 8 p.m. on 145.450 megs. If you have an interest in amateur radio, you are welcome to visit the club and join in with its nets. Go to www.tangosierragolfalfaromeocharlie.uk or contact Kerry M0TJX via secretary at tangosierragolfalfaromeocharlie.uk. And on Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be on the air from Abbey Manor Community Centre, Yeovil. Contact his secretary at yeovil-alfaromeocharlie.com. In Wales, Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridgend. The club is an approved RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a natter night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595 103 or visit mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146EchoAlpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. During the summer, the club also has a regular net on 2 meters SSB. Contact is Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society is now moved to Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode CharlieFox.41, 7 Sierra Yankee. More information about the society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Contact is John, GW4BUZ, 01443-432-542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Cleveland Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. The club also meets on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30 a.m. at the same address for breakfast and a general chat. For more information, contact the club secretary by email at usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, or Romeo November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GBTRS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign G4TRN. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.